This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are at 7 after the hour on this fabulous day, this fabulous hour of this fabulous relationship between Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen and you on the Good Day program, here to help you decide. Remember the old George Bush used to say, "I'm the decider." And then there's an old expression, to not decide is to decide, right? Isn't that, if you don't decide,
yeah,
then you made a decision.
To not decide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, what's the secret to making good decisions? I think it depends on upbringing a lot of times and what it is that you've been taught to think about fear. Most people, I'm sorry to say, make decisions out of fear. Fear-based thinking is always wrong. Those decisions are always the wrong ones. When they say, well, what about fear? What is it, fear of flight?
Fight or freeze or
that's
fawn.
That's it, right. Yeah,
those
exactly.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and when you're reacting in such a way, that's exactly what it is. You are reacting mm-hmm. rather than responding.
Yep. So your life is defined by the decision you make every single day. When you choose one option over another option, whether you're selecting a restaurant or you're considering maybe moving from one place to another, these are all things that help either in a big way or a small way. This shapes your life. And so think about how you make a decision. That's what I'm asking you. Because the process can be so empowering. It can be so fun. It's so energetic, it's so enjoyable when you figure, okay, this is my decision. I'm making it, I'm sticking to my guns. That's the old expression, right? Even if it causes anxiety among others, if it's okay, unless it really makes a mess of your relationships and stuff, and then if you've made decisions that your partner doesn't like, and they're serious ones, then I'm in the right partnership. All these things should be discussed, I think, as you build a relationship. But mostly decisions are individual, right? Sometimes people, relatives, sometimes spouses, sometimes colleagues, make decisions. They discuss things. They make decisions. Sometimes the difficult ones, like who do you hire and who do you fire? Those sort of things, those business things. Who do you stay with? Who do you divorce? That kind of stuff. Do I stay in this job? I love it, but I'm not getting paid enough. Or do I go work in another job that I get paid more, but I'm not going to enjoy as much? Wow, what a difficult decision that is. We were talking about that earlier on, too, about making decisions as to, and Jay had a good point. I forget whether we had this conversation on the air or off the air, because sometimes they just run into each other, these conversations.
We do need to start recording conversations that we have off air and add that to the podcast.
So, and I think that's a good idea, by the way. I'm all for that. Seriously, I would like to do that. Let's do that. It's a good part. The things that we talk about are usually, oftentimes they're either about us, but they're ancillary to the things we're talking about on the air. Sometimes either things we haven't had time to finish discussing, or we don't want to, for whatever the reason, we don't want to talk about it on the air. But in the case of things like retirement or working, Jay made a very good point. Costs keep going up for everything. Everything, inflation, but is the amount of money you're getting paid for your job, is that going up? And if the boss isn't making more money, if the company isn't, how can they pay you more? So where does it start or where does it stop? It isn't, the company can't charge more for what it's doing, therefore they can't pay you any bit anymore. But yet other companies are getting away with charging more. And so how does this confusion raise here under the circumstances? So it's all these decisions are about your destiny. Sometimes, again, they're not life and death, but sometimes they are. But please, the choices you make are yours. They're not others. And so you need to be satisfied with the outcome of the choices that you make. And if they are a reflection of your desires, that's cool. You have power over yourself. Others do not have power over you. You can let them have power over you, but they don't really. If you take a stand, and again, sometimes they're very painful. More often than not, I think I see these things when men and women who are together for a while, they've had a good life to a point, and then it doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mostly people, the intimacy fades when you get over 40 with a lot of folks.
And sometimes people just grow apart, and sometimes it's, you almost want to identify things, and maybe you need a marriage counselor or a therapist to help out with this, but it is better to be cordial and happy apart than to be miserable and stay married. And and sometimes people have that, or you wait too long to where there's just no hope for even a calm divorce, where there's just so much animosity, there's no coming back from it.
Hmm.
That's miserable, too. Then you're miserably married and miserable in divorce.
Speaking of miserable, Clarence Thomas is supposed to have, along with all the rest of the members of the Supreme Court, filed the annual financial disclosure report. And because he has been increasingly scrutinized for being unethical, he has now added to the charges or added to the speculation because he's asked for an extension to file his financial disclosure forms. Now, why would that be? If you're doing everything on the up and up, then there should be no problem. But he has asked for a delay in filing. It is allowed under federal law. You can do that. But the rest of the justices submitted their annual financial disclosure reports this week. And these things include how much money you made, what your assets are, gifts that have been given to you, stock holdings, when you bought stock, when you sold it, that sort of thing. So, and they're all posted. They were posted this week, except for Clarence Thomas. So what is there about what he's doing? In my mind, I know what I think he's doing. He's had many ethical lapses, and there have been a lot of reports about him and what he's doing, taking lavish trips. This fellow Harlan Crow, a billionaire, big donor to Republican causes, has basically been paying the bill for Justice Thomas and his wife for quite a long time. And then the question comes, the reason they have these ethical, and then, by the way, members of the House and Senate are supposed to do the same thing. I don't know, there's so much cheating going on everywhere, so many people taking advantage of situations that they become aware of because of their positions in government. They make tons of dough. I have never, ever, and maybe this is part of it, somebody said, one person sent me a note once, calling me a bigot. I don't like black people because I'm not a fan of Clarence Thomas. You know how stupid that sounds in reality? Really? Because one guy, I don't care what his skin color is, I'd say the same thing about any of them. Roberts, Alioto, any of the people that are on the Supreme Court. They should be above reproach. And part of the problem is how they are picked and how they are put into that office, because the politics that are in everything now enter into this. And it started when George Bush the father was the president, really. I think that's when, although don't kid yourself, there were plenty of things going on when LBJ was president. And, you go back to the crook. And as much as I liked JFK, I didn't like him. I didn't vote for him, but I voted for Nixon. But I thought that JFK was doing a good job. He was inspiring, kind of. I didn't vote for Clinton either, but I thought he was a good president, and there was an inspiration there that came from how he conducted. I'm going to talk about his personal life, but in the case of the Supreme Court, it's hard to separate your personal life from the life of being on the Supreme Court. It's part of the deal. That's the way it is down on the farm. So anyway, I think I've said what I need to say about him. Something to be aware of. People say, pick on somebody else. I'm not picking on anybody. You make your choice. This back to what I was saying earlier.
Yes.
About choices. You make a choice.
Well, and it's not like you're saying, I don't like this person, then moving on. You are giving your reasons for not liking somebody.
Yep. All right, here's the story of a 10-year-old girl, boys and girls. This is something really to hold this young lady up. This is a girl who survives a night alone in a remote area of Washington. She got separated from her family, but she has been found alive about a mile and a half from where she was last seen in the this area, which is, it's a state park or something. In a river area. This girl got separated from the group, her family. This family actually came to America from Afghanistan, brought over here a couple of years ago. There were a lot of people that came from Iraq and came from Afghanistan that were allowed, like the Vietnamese after the war. There were people who were helpful during the war, families and folks who were given American citizenship, or at least green cards, or at least access to come to America. And I'm suspecting, although I don't know it for sure here, that this is part of that program. Anyway, the bottom line here is that she got lost and she survived. So, good for her.
10-year-old.
Yep. Right. All right, here's the latest on this school bus that crashes into a tanker truck in South Carolina. Students go to the hospital. Some of them are still in there after a week in the hospital. Most of them are okay. This is a nightmare for those of you who are talking about going to school and coming home and stuff and the vagaries of life in 2023, as much as anything else. Number of people, the way people drive. This bus had 43 students. The bus, I'm not sure whether it rolled over or what, but I know that if you're going to hit a tanker truck, you're not going to come out of it on top unless you're another tanker truck. So at least nobody was killed in it. But it's kind of a hairy thing for parents to hear and go through stuff like that, for sure. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Here's how we long for Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear.
The world has gone hands-free. However, if you want to put on a pair of sneakers, you still need to bend down and help your feet in. Until now. Introducing Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear. You don't need to reach down to help your heel in. You just step into them and off you go. So what's the secret? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide into place. And they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers.
Get hands-free slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, 23 after the hour. Let's see what is trending. Those people who have gone to our Facebook and Instagram pages at Good Day Radio Show or Twitter Good Day On Air to be heard, or not be heard because there's no audio here, although you can reach us as well with the input at 855-999-DOUG. But we have questions. Jay posted something about AM radio and the fight against AM radio by some of the vehicle manufacturers. And so we're curious about the conspiracy. What do you think? Do you have a conspiracy theory floating
or
around?
Or have been any conspiracy theories you've heard people in your camp talking about?
Yeah, right. All right, let's see here. I love listening to AM radio, listen all day to talk stations. About 4 years ago, I bought 100 radio show CDs. They arrived about a week before I bought my new car. Guess what? The car manufacturer no longer has a CD player. That's a ripoff, too. But where do you get 100 radio show CDs? That's what I'd like to know. Where do you get CDs? Yeah, I don't. That's a new one on me. Can you get a CD of this program? Not, I don't think so.
Well, it doesn't seem like we've gone backwards, because I remember once upon a time where you had your own portable CD player, and there was this additional thing you could buy where the headphone jack was. You plug that in, and it's a cassette on the other side, and then you put the cassette in your dashboard, and then that's how you can play CDs.
Here's a lady who says, I love listening to the talk radio shows.
I've been since I was little, played music before FM stations were popular.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
This is a woman likes listening to the Braves game. I can't tell you how many people, the stats are in the tens of millions of people who, during the spring and summer and fall, their favorite pastime is to listen to the nation's pastime on their favorite radio station. Most of the radio stations carrying baseball are AM stations. Interesting, because in the football world, a lot of stations, mostly the sports and news talk stations, carry baseball games. But when it comes to football, it's FM music stations, often rock stations, that kind of stuff, that pick up the younger male audience. Those are the places
they have the rights to air.
Yeah, right. Yep. I see. Greg, no conspiracy, just corporate decisions. without any real critical thought of the wider implications. And this goes back to what I was saying before about making decisions. You make your own, corporations make theirs. This fellow makes reference to the Bud Light thing. You know what? We never really talked about that very much because I didn't think it was, at the time, as explosive as it was, frankly, what the impact was of those ads on the company Anheuser-Busch and how it lost $15 billion in stock value in one day because of those ads. Did you ever have, how many ads ran? Do you remember, Jay?
I don't think there were that many. It was almost more of just an online thing and partnership, sponsorship stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's that. And then Terry just says, please keep AM. That's the idea. We're heading in that direction, or we're trying to head in that direction as much as anything else. But sometimes, you know, under the circumstances, there are more powerful, as much as we would like that not to be the case, the power of the purse, and, you know, that's something you can't get beyond to get over. I've continued to like, by the way, thank you for sharing some of the inspirational things that we have asked for as well on our site. The things that we've gotten so many great things there. Thank you very much. I appreciate it when you spend time to share your thoughts. That's what it's all about. Facebook and Instagram again, at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air, plus 855-999-DOUG. It's 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republicans are not moving forward with contempt charges against the head of the FBI over documents that allege bribery involving then-Vice President Joe Biden. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky introduced the resolution to hold Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress for failing to hand over the documents a whistleblower says shows evidence of Biden taking $5 million for a policy decision. But yesterday, Comer said he's reached an agreement with Wray and how all members of the committee will be able to see the documents. The White House says the allegations involving Biden are a part of his smear campaign. Smoke choking the skies across the Northeast is expected to linger at least until next week. It's a product of wildfires burning across Canada and is a concern for those with respiratory health conditions. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
A celebration. That's what works for me. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, another half hour with Jay and me and James at the controls and all the people that are out there, maybe thousands, maybe millions. Wowie zowie. Speaking of numbers, as we were talking about that young lady who got lost and then was found, I was thinking about how many natural recreational areas we have. I think yesterday or the day before, Jay, we were talking about another incident like this. Somebody got lost, and then you actually get down to the nitty-gritty. What are the taxpayers paying for? Do you know that the United States has 1,300 parks and therefore all these trails run by the Interior Department? And they have just added 9 new places, to the network. there are a lot of opportunities for people, especially this time of year, we want to go out and, right? We want to hike,
yes,
we want to bike, we want
to
do all this
nature,
stuff. Let's go!
And it's
yeah.
good to work out.
Yep. Some of these places, the places that are well known, maybe more than those that are not. I live, my farm and my house actually are next to about 1,000 acres of protected land, the state park, which is visited every day by lots of people walking their dog and riding their bikes and taking advantage of things. I farm about 60 acres of the park that are open, and the rest of it's woodland and trails and that sort of thing. And it's the sort of, you know, you think about how much money goes to supporting these things. The taxpayers, the public expects to have these opportunities. Although I think they're more, this program sort of started during Roosevelt's time. And after World War II, it expanded quite a bit. But think about what we have for beauty in our country. If you can put aside all the other stuff that we get upset about, most of it is foolishness when you get right down to brass tacks. We're so busy arguing with ourselves or looking at the wrong side of the coin. And I admit to this every once in a while. That's why I get called Captain Curmudgeon, because it just weighs heavily on me and I just kind of want to unload it. But maybe a better way of doing that, I mean, I have my therapy session here, many hours every day talking to all of you, and perhaps your therapy is responding in some way, shape, or form. But other therapies are available, like going outdoors, like enjoying recreational activities, and also mm-hmm. it helps you know, the local areas around the country. But I'm just thinking, the one time I saw, I was in Yellowstone only once. I remember driving. The road is kind of off the beaten path. You ever been there? There's a little sign in the road. The sign, at least the road that I took in, had a little like 3x5 sign with Yellowstone and an arrow. It pointed out. That was it. And so getting there, the route I took was beautiful. It just was magnificent. And during the era when I was visiting lots of radio stations, I had about a 15-20 years that I would go around a lot to stations, and I'd drive around the country. And I think that was one of the trips that I took when I went by Yellowstone, and I just sat there for a few minutes in the car looking at what there was to see. And it does sober you up, I think, looking at that, understanding what we have here. And here I am going off onto a toot like I do from time to time about the beauty of nature, about the vastness of the universe, about the being thankful for what you have, and not always being talking. You always talk about what you don't have, the haves versus the have-nots. Is
yeah.
just
and sometimes just sitting
the animal world.
Brain.
You know the animal world. I guess that's what I look at. Yesterday, I saw one of the most beautiful butterflies I ever saw, and it was I go out on the tractor. I'm in the fields in the spring, in the summer, in the fall, and you see. Some people, they see things and they want to kill it for whatever the reason. I don't understand.
Like
I mean, there are a lot of pests around. Yeah. There are a lot of invasive things that pose a risk to the beauty that we have. And, the trees and the fruits and the veggies and that sort of stuff. And I guess if I wanted to make this a Debbie or a Dougie Downer, we could talk about the spotted lantern fly. It comes to us from our friends, in quotation mark, in China. The lanternfly, somehow or other, has gotten from China to Pennsylvania and now eating up things. It's kind of like the we have certain worms that get into trees sometimes when it's a very moist season. I think it happens mostly in New England more than anything else or any place else. But a lot of areas around the country have different things. But the Chinese have not offered this to us, but they have prepared, or they've somehow or other created, they have, through hybridization, created a couple of wasps that attack lanternfly eggs and the young insects and eat them. So you'd think that if the Chinese were really the good, wonderful people that they want us all to believe that they are, which we know they aren't. But I don't know why we don't have scientists and people in our government going over to China saying, we want some of these bees that you, the wasps, so we can get rid of this problem before it becomes a bigger problem.
No, do not bring those things over here.
Well, how are you going to get rid of the lanternflies?
You want to bring big stinging objects over here?
Are you talking about the murder?
The Asian giant hornets? Murder hornets.
I think these are different. These are not the murder hornets. These are something else.
But there's still so many other things. Like there's the Asian giant hornets.
Well, we shouldn't have had the lantern flies here in the first place. That's a Chinese problem.
Well, yeah, they definitely are doing damage to crops and land, but they don't bite, do they? They don't bite or sting?
No, they just affect the.
But if you bring things over to kill them that have stingers, they're still going to sting humans.
All right, so
That is my phobia. I am terrified, terrified. Like I am going through an anxiety attack as we speak about this.
Really?
I'm sweating. I'm like, don't bring those over here.
All right, I'm sorry.
Oh gee. Fun fact about me, I'm terrified of bugs.
Okay. All right, so let's talk. Okay, the good news department. Listen, damned if I do and damned if I don't. Here's the story of a North Texas family celebrating a very unique achievement this week, and this is the second time it's happened. Here's a young woman who recently earned her high school diploma at the age of 14, following in the footsteps of her older sister, who graduated from the same high school at the same age 4 years ago, and she's now at Letourneau University. She mirrored her sister. That's what this younger sister did. She said, I want to do what my sister did, and she set out her mind to do it, and she did it. That's a pretty cool statement on siblings, on determination, on putting your mind on something and getting it done. This is something we all can aspire to. And it seems that it happens more often these days with people who come to our country legally, legitimately, and make a stand. They see this opportunity, so they take advantage of it. Look at the names on the spelling bee. Remember we were talking about this last week, the National Spelling Bee?
Mm-hmm.
These 14-year-old kids, none of whom have names that are easy to pronounce. Is that the nicest way I can say that they are immigrants, legal immigrants, or their families are immigrants, or whatever it is?
This will be second or third generation Americans,
So the point is, one of the points that I'm making is that people who come here who see what we have and are not trying to take advantage of us through some of these more useless immigration programs or lack thereof, but people who come here legitimately, people who seize the opportunity, people who contribute. Imagine what those two sisters are going to contribute to society when they get out of school. Whether they could be teachers, professors, they could be inventors, they could be doctors, they could be anything.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like we are seeing more and more stories of this, of people graduating high school, entering college at such a young age, where once upon a time it was very few and far between. There's this 10-year-old, there's this 12-year-old, and now it seems pretty regular.
Part of it speaks to how easy it is the high school or schools themselves are not as challenging as they used to be. I think there's a lot of that. Some of them are if they are good programs. But schools should be the same for everybody. It shouldn't be that this is there's a magnet school or a charter school. Let's get my grandson goes to a charter school because it's a better school than the neighborhood school. Well, everybody's paying the same amount of taxes, so why shouldn't the schools everywhere be the same quality? And that's be the best they can be. That's something to ask your school board. Why isn't the school on the south side of town the same as the school on the north side of town? Or what, there's something different in the quality of the people who live on that side of town? That's a real argument. You can have a real good time with that. And there's no way they can fumble and bumble their way out of it. You can't excuse a poorer school because that's the poor side of town. You can't excuse that away. But some people get away with it. Scuba diver. That's my New England. Scuba. I'm trying to diver. A diver? D-I-V-E-R. Diver. All right. Finds live tear gas grenade. How'd you like to be this guy? exploring the depths of Lake Murray in Oklahoma last week. There are a number of items that have been released by the Love County Sheriff's Office. A scuba diver, there I am again, scuba diver, scuba diver, talking about the smoke, some kind of a bomb or smoke grenade that they found at the bottom. Where would that have come from? I don't know. Did they figure out where it came from?
I don't think they figured it out yet, but yeah.
Mm.
And
all right.
Be careful what you find.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so speaking of finding things, there's a Greek diver who specializes in locating sunken ships, announcing this week that he found a British submarine that disappeared in 1942 in World War II in the Aegean Sea. So this guy now has found, he and his team have found the wreck of the HMS Triumph, a British submarine, in only 670 feet of water. The submarine started, the search for it started in 1998. This guy says, this is the hardest mission I've ever been hired to do. He also posted a video on Facebook with images of the wrecked submarine. And the thing that has, it's rusted, you can see the inside of it, the steering wheel, the compass, the cannon, the plug to the right of the torpedo, that kind of stuff. A lot of detail. And then there's, you can see some video. This sort of reminds me of the story of my great uncle, for whom I was named Dudley, who's the commander of the USS Wahoo. I've told that story on the air, how his ship was in 280 feet of water off the coast of Russia, and the Russians knew it and never told us till after the end of the Cold War. So a lot of that stuff out there, that's for sure. It's 48 past the hour now.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that, boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Past the hour on Good Day Health for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You can feel free to access him, his advice, and his clinic by dialing 352-735-1400. Among the questions that people, again, you can dial them in at 855-999-3684. What excites you about medicine? A lot of people, when they get to your point, to your level in your career, they get frustrated, they get bored, they get angry because things aren't going the way they wish they would, et cetera, et cetera. So what does Dr. Ken find exciting when he goes to work, goes to the office, or in general about the medical practice that you have?
Oh, well, in general, just helping people extend their lives, live a more healthy life. As a preventive cardiologist, we do that every day, and we'll do that with your sister. But specifically, what's got me really excited right now is, as a cardiologist over the decades, I've been always a little uneasy about seeing patients who are taking testosterone replacement because the evidence hasn't been real strong, whether it's safe or not. We've lacked really good studies, but let me give you a little bit of excitement, at least in my mind. Maybe I'm living a boring life, but the Cleveland Clinic was tasked by the FDA several years ago to do the definitive study with thousands of patients to determine whether testosterone replacement in men was dangerous to their heart. And the FDA said that they would not continue to allow all these testosterone supplements to be approved unless this study was done. And finally, in 2 weeks, not next week's show, but the week after, I will report the results of this huge study from the Cleveland Clinic, and no one yet knows what the answer is, whether testosterone replacement is safe for your heart. Yes or no? And I'm really excited about as a cardiologist to finally answer this big question, because I know how many of my guys have low testosterone levels, have gone on testosterone replacement, and is this safe for your heart or not? We'll know in 2 weeks.
All right. A lot of people get excited about a lot of different things. Ken gets excited about the information that comes from these annual meetings and the research. Good. All right. Here's a question about the vaccines that may be around for COVID or other common respiratory problems. The flu vaccines, now we've got COVID mixed in. There appears to be an approval on the way for RSV. So you want to explain to everybody what RSV is?
Respiratory syncytial virus. This is another virus that more often in young people and infants actually does also affect adults. It can result in serious infection. It can result in pneumonia. It can result in hospitalization. And
didn't we see this on the tail end of COVID? Seems to
yes,
me there was
we,
a lot.
We saw yeah. the infants were getting a lot of RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. But the first approval for a vaccine for adults over 60 occurred this week. So stay tuned. Talk to your doctors. Adults over 60, ask whether you should be getting this new vaccine for adults against the RSV.
No. It's just something, you know, think about it, and it's just the more we dig into all of these damn viruses, it's troubling, frankly. All right, question comes up on the drug Opdivo. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Opdivo. Whether that's safe. We've got a lot of questions about safe drugs this week. What is Opdivo? What does it do? And does it do it well?
Right. Well, now you're talking, this is from the American Society for Clinical Oncology this week, Doug. Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's a type of cancer that starts in white blood cells called lymphocytes. And the widely used immunotherapy drug, Opdivo, Nivolumab, Nivolumab. It's a mouthful to say. It's safer and more effective in treating adults and children with advanced Hodgkin's lymphoma than the targeted therapy, which is now used as standard therapy. So in general, this is just new hope for those who have been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Opdivo, talk to your doctors about it. This is not an uncommon problem. This is great hope.
And it's not necessarily an ad either for it, which you see all over television. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour. This is Good Day Health.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.